You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the anniversary of the Christchurch terror attacks, I also spoke to Race Relations Commissioner Ming Foon. With Islamophobic attacks still occurring and online racism still prevalent, I talked to the Commissioner about hate speech in Aotearoa and the persistence of racism in our society. Kia ora, Commissioner. Thank you for speaking with me today.
I just want to acknowledge today in the first part, ka mau mahala tātou, ki a tātou whānau murihama ko whiturangi tia. Just want to acknowledge our Muslim community in that day of March 15th, where 51 Shahida were murdered. And as in the Māori saying, ko whiturangi tia, that they are bright stars in the sky shining upon us and giving us hope and inspiration to carry on their good work while they were in New Zealand.
3 years on from the Christchurch terror attacks, what progress has been made to reduce hate speech in Aotearoa, and has it been enough?
I think one of the biggest things that actually has come out since that is that we're actually having a conversation about racism now. It's no longer a topic that's hidden in the closet or in the wardrobes or under the beds, but we're actually all having confidence in speaking against it, standing up to it, supporting people that have been abused through racism. And also, you know, with the government's implementation of New Zealand history in schools, that is vitally important. Vitally important in terms of taking away the ignorance from our communities. And I have great hope for our children, because our children are the future, and they will inform the adults that have been misguided or didn't know about certain parts of New Zealand history, especially post-Tiriti, where on purpose, if you think the Crown hasn't murdered anybody, they set a church on fire in Rangi Āwhao in Taranaki while the Māori parishioners were praying. And that happened in our country through the Crown, the government of the day. And so those sort of things, we need to learn about them. They are terrible, they are ugly, but we need to face up to those issues and learn from past history so that we don't actually repeat that past, bad past history into the future.
So are we seeing a societal shift to maybe a more inclusive, tolerant society?
I think through the conversations and through the efforts of many organisations, public, private, government, NGOs, everybody's trying to improve. And what I like about it at the present time is that people are having a conversation about Māori values, the values of manaakitanga, kaitiakitanga, māuitanga, aroha. All those aspects are actually being put into a lot of documents. And I think our community are finding value into our Māori. And as we know, we do live in a Māori country here in Aotearoa. In 1840, Māori owned 100% of the land. They had governance over 100% of the land. And then within the signing of the Tiriti, within 20 or 30 years, as of today, they only have governance over 3%. So you can see the travesty of the effects of Crown policies. One thing is colonisation, but the other thing is suppression, and killing is just terrible. So we're on a slow improve. It's going to take a bit of time, but the more that we can have these conversations, the more that we can value Māori values in our organisations of manaakitanga, the better we'll be. The sooner that the government implements the Royal Commission of Inquiry recommendations, the whole 44, we will be better off again. You know, the 44 recommendations is not going to solve everything, but it is another string to the bow in tools that will help our community become safer and live here to achieve our hopes and dreams.
And on this day, which is to memorialise what was a very horrific attack, how can we support survivors and anyone else in the wider Muslim community affected by the attacks and Islamophobia on a more general level?
Yeah, there are many strands. I think the first thing is to learn about Muslim people by going to their mosques and going to their events. Learn and, you know, be friends with them. They're people at the end of the day, and they do share similar values. We have more in common than we have in difference. If a Muslim person gets abused, stand up with them and call it out. Take notes and be a good witness and support them and go and report it to the authorities. Continue to, when you hear terrible things being said, tell people to cut it out. It may not be in front of Muslim people, but it might be in small groups or people where you hear disparaging comments against Muslim people. They say, hey, hang on, stop it. They're not like that, whatever you're saying. So there's a number of strands, and we also at the Commission working with the Ministry of Justice, who is the lead agency on the Give Nothing to Racism campaign in terms of the National Action Plan Against Racism, and that's coming out hopefully next year. We finished our part, and so, you know, there's a lot of strands to actually support our communities, and it's not only the Muslim community. If we actually become better people, we will be good to all people and all New Zealanders.
That was Race Relations Commissioner Meng Foon speaking to me about Islamophobia and racism that persists in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.